They call me Arthur, or Ma, and that's when I'm lucky. Mostly it's Raggedy Ann, because of my clothes. Mother makes my clothes, and I wish she didn't. They're good clothes, and I know she sews them because she loves me, but they're different. I mean, they're not rags or anything. That's not why they call me Raggedy Ann. Mother would die before she let me wear rags. But they don't look right. You can see they're homemade. I mentioned it once, how all the kids have Nike trainers and jogging bottoms and stuff like that. But Mother just said, "All is vanity." There's a saying for everything in the Bible. The kids don't know the Bible. Mother says they're raised in darkness like the heathen. But I don't know. I mean, I know the Bible's the word of God and God never lies. But it says the meek shall inherit the earth. And I'm meek, and the kids are not. And it seems to me they've inherited this little bit of earth. The bit with me in it. Anyway, today's Tuesday, so it's lamb cutlets with green beans and mashed potatoes. Father says plain food's best. Good plain food, he calls it. We never have pizza or curry or fish and chips. We have cakes or biscuits sometimes, but they're homemade like my clothes. Father says shop ones are for idle people. I never get to eat straight away, because one of my jobs is to feed abomination. It's my worst thing. Worse than hair-pulling or name-calling or being chased. I hate the cellar. But that's where Abomination lives, and so I have to go down there every single day. If the kids knew, maybe they'd leave me alone, but they don't. Because it's a secret. Nobody knows except Father and Mother and me. And God, I suppose. You can't keep secrets from God. Chapter 2. Scott.
I think it's going to be all right, Southcott Middle. I'm in Mr. Wheelwright's class. He's okay. Looks like Rolf Harris, but likes computers and supports Man United, so can't be all bad. The kids are okay too, apart from one snob or two and a few veg, but you always get those. There's a terrific playing field. And at lunchtime, after your meal, you can play on the computers in the library. You've got to be quick, mind. There's only 10 computers and it's first come, first served, but that's fair. A great white shark can't wreck a dinner quicker than me. Oh, I nearly forgot. There's this really weird girl, Martha Dewhurst. The kids laughed yesterday because Wheelwright put me on a table. I didn't know why they were laughing until morning break, when this guy called Simon came up to me and said,
"Keep your head away from Raggedy Ann's if you don't want nits."
That's her nickname, Raggedy Ann. I don't think she has nits, but there's like a gap between her and everybody else on our table, and nobody will lend her their rubber. She has these funny clothes. I mean, they're uniform, maroon sweater, grey skirt, but they're not like everybody else's. I think her mum must have made them, or a gran. There's this game after school, Chase Raggedy Ann. Some kid'll start chanting, "Chase Raggedy Ann! Chase Raggedy Ann!" like that. A few others join in, and when there's about 10, they set off after her. I didn't go yesterday. Felt a bit sorry for her, if you must know. But I did today, because Simon started it, and he's my friend. She looks really funny running. She's got these very thin, long legs that splay out sort of sideways as she runs, and her arms are all over the place too. I doubt she'll ever run for England. The kids don't try to catch her. It'd be over straight away if they did. So they hang back, running about 50 metres behind her, chanting, "Raggedy Ann, Raggedy Ann, we'll all scrag you if we can." She doesn't seem to know they're not trying to catch her. You can tell she's going full belt. She lives up this very steep slope called Taylor Hill. Her house is near the top, and she's near collapsing by the time she reaches the gate. We pull up and watch her stagger up the path like a shot bandit. Then we walk back down the hill, laughing and joking and taking turns with a ciggy.